Enjoy live music.
Carmen Corbison Community Center 1399 Quatra Road. Call Mushtaqanjum 416-457-1135. Noble Fresh Food, ji haan, sasti aur behtareen grocery ke liye Noble Fresh Food, Tahir Mian, Mian Supermarket wale, unbeatable deals, retail ya phir wholesale, Talent 349, 4 pounds, extra long bus, mati chawal, 100% guarantee, 899, 10 pounds, chonsa mango juice, azmai shart hai, taza sabzi, aata, chawal, dal, masala jat, aur dry fruits, Noble Fresh Food, 2 locations, 20 Clinton Drive in Brampton, iske saath aapko second location milegi, airport and Sandalwood intersection pe, Noble Fresh Food.
In the name of Allah we begin, from Him we came and shall return, most compassionate, beneficent, and worthy of praise.
Assalamu alaikum, how are you today? I hope you're doing well.
Stick around to be inspired.
Welcome listeners to another edition of A Muslim's Perspective. This is your host Alim Ali. Today's selection from the Quran is taken from chapter 37, verses 100 to 111. Let's listen in.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.
رب هب لي من الصالحين.
O my Lord, grant me a righteous son.
فبشرناه بغلام حليم.
So we gave him the good news of a boy ready to suffer and forbear.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Then when the son reached the age of serious work with him, he said, O my son, I see in vision that I offer you in sacrifice. Now see what is your view. The son said, O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah so wills, the one practicing patience and constancy.
فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ.
So, when they had both submitted their wills to Allah, and He had laid him prostrate on his forehead for sacrifice,
وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
We called out to him, O Abram,
قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
You have already fulfilled the vision. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ.
For this was obviously a trial.
وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ.
And we ransomed him with a momentous sacrifice.
وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ.
And We left this blessing for him among generations to come in later times.
Salamun ala Ibrahim.
Peace and salutation to Abram.
كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Thus, indeed do we reward those who do right.
إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
For he was one of our believing servants.
Indeed, the selection from the Quran is taken from chapter 37, verses 100 to 111. As we know, the pilgrims are gathering in this last month of the Islamic lunar calendar, Dhul Hijjah, in Mecca to perform the rites of Hajj. And it's in keeping with that we are highlighting these verses today. These verses from Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37, narrate one of the most profound and emotionally powerful events in the Quran. The willingness of Prophet Ibrahim, also known as Abraham, and his son to submit completely to God's command. The passage forms the spiritual foundation of sacrifice commemorated on Eid al-Adha, which is on Wednesday, the 27th of May. In verse 100, Allah says, as revealed, he quotes Abraham saying, "My Lord, grant me a child from among the righteous." After years of struggle, migration, isolation, Prophet Abraham turns to God with a simple but deeply sincere prayer. He does not merely ask for a son, he asks for a righteous child. This reflects an important Quranic principle. True believers seek children who are spiritually upright, not merely successful materially. Abraham's concern was legacy of faith, not lineage alone. This prayer also demonstrates humility. Despite being a prophet beloved by God, Abraham still asks with dependence and hope. In verse 101, "So we gave him good tidings of a forbearing boy." The forbearing boy refers to Ismail, according to the majority of Muslim scholars. The word Halim is significant. It means patient, gentle, self-controlled, spiritually mature. This description foreshadows Ishmael's reaction later in the story. God describes his character before narrating the child. In verse 102, God says, "And when he reached with him the age of striving, he said, 'O my son, indeed I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you, so consider what you think.'" This verse contains several layers of meaning. Reaching the age of striving. Ismail had become old enough to work alongside his father, the age when emotional attachment becomes strongest. God tests Abraham not when the child is an infant, but when fatherly love has fully matured. The dream. For prophets, dreams are revelation. Abraham understood this was a divine command. Yet notice the tenderness. He consults his son gently. He does not force or terrify him. This reflects prophetic mercy and family dignity. Verse 102 continues. He said, "O my father, do as you are commanded, and you will find me, if Allah wills, among the steadfast." This is amongst the greatest statements of submission in the Quran. Ishmael does not resist. He does not question God's wisdom. He does not panic. Instead, he encourages his father to fulfill God's command. Notice also his humility. "If God wills, you will find me patient." He does not claim strength independently. He attributes steadfastness to God. This verse teaches obedience to God, trust in divine wisdom, and courage rooted in faith. In verse 103, which states, "Then when they had both submitted, he laid him down upon his forehead." the key phrase, when they had both submitted. The trial was passed before the knife descended. Abraham submitted as a father, Ishmael submitted as a son. The story is not merely about sacrifice. It is about Islam itself, total surrender to God. Some explanations mention Abraham placed Ishmael face down so he would not hesitate emotionally while carrying out the command. Verse 104 and 105. We called out to him, O Abraham, you have fulfilled the vision. God stopped the sacrifice before it occurred. The objective was never the death of Ishmael. The objective was to reveal the depth of faith and obedience. This teaches that God does not desire cruelty from believers. Rather, sincerity, obedience, God consciousness, willingness to sacrifice for truth. Verse 106, indeed, this was a clear trial. This was a test unlike ordinary hardship, a test of love, obedience, attachment, and trust. It demonstrates that even noble blessings, family, children, wealth, must never replace devotion to God. Verse 107, and we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. God replaced Ishmael with an animal sacrifice. This became the spiritual origin of Qurbani in Islam, commemorated annually during Eid al-Adha. The great sacrifice symbolizes mercy replacing hardship, divine acceptance, reward after submission. Verses 108 and 109. And we left for him favorable mention among later generations. Peace be upon Abraham. Allah, God, granted Abraham eternal honor across centuries and civilizations. Jews, Christians, Muslims all revere Abraham. His legacy became universal because of faith and sacrifice. The phrase, peace be upon Abraham, is both divine praise and an everlasting salutation upon him. Verse 110, thus do we reward the doers of good. This is the broader lesson. Those who act with sincerity, patience, submission, and moral excellence receive God's reward, even if trials are severe. Verse 111. Indeed, he was among our believing servants. God concludes by affirming Abraham's status as a true servant of faith. His greatness did not come from power or wealth, but from unwavering belief, obedience, and trust in God. The major themes of these verses, 1. Submission to God. The essence of Islam is surrender to God's wisdom, even when human understanding struggles. 2. Sacrifice. True sacrifice is not ritual alone. It is giving up ego, attachment, and selfishness for God. 3. Family and faith. The story presents a righteous relationship between father and son, built upon faith and mutual trust. Trials as a spiritual elevation. The great tests often precede great honor. 5. Mercy of God. God ultimately replaced hardship with mercy and honor. A central spiritual lesson of these verses is echoed elsewhere in the Quran, when in chapter Al-Hajj, that's chapter 22, verse 37, their meat and blood do not reach God, but your God consciousness reaches him. The true purpose of sacrifice is not ritual alone, but devotion, sincerity, and consciousness of God.
Don't you cry, dry the best of all mankind.
Never met his father, Abdullah. He died before he was even born. His widowed single mother, Amina, did the best she could, raised him up alone. She sent him far away from the city to the desert, to his new adopted home, to a wet nurse called Halima. She raised him like he was her own. Happy days till the age of six. His beloved mother suddenly fell sick. She was on her way to her husband's grave. This would be the final visit that she would make, yeah. His mother died, she left this world, an orphan child just 6 years old. 6 years. What would the future hold? Only God could have foretold.
Don't you cry, dry your eyes. You're in the company of the greatest of all time, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. God chose an orphan to be the best of all mankind.
Taken in by Abdul Muttalib, their time together would be short-lived. When the boy was just 8 years old, the angel of death came and took his granddad's soul. The next stage of life then started. He went to live with his uncle Abu Talib. Worked as a shepherd during his adolescence. As a man he learned to trade, Al-Amin was the name that they gave. Got married to Khadija, he loved her, but sometimes he would go and leave her. From the mountains of Makkah to the cave of Hira, close to his Lord, was about to be nearer. On the night of power, God sent his angel Jibreel, brought the revelation. Always remember, God chose an orphan to be the best of all creation.
Don't you cry, dry your eyes. You're in the company of the greatest of all time, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. God chose an orphan to be the best of all mankind. Don't you cry, dry your eyes. You're in the company of the greatest of all time, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the one who looks after orphans and him will be like this in paradise. A charity that's very close to my heart is a charity called Reed Foundation. I'm wearing their hoodie right now.
Indeed, as we move through the blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah and reflect on the meaning of sacrifice, many people immediately think of Qurbani, the sacrifice of an animal in remembrance of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the Quran teaches us that sacrifice is much deeper than a ritual. It is a way of life for believers. The story of faith from Adam to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a story of sacrifice. The believer sacrifices ego for humility, sacrifices greed for generosity, sacrifices comfort for duty, sacrifices sin for obedience, and sometimes sacrifices even the things most beloved to them for the sake of God. The Quran repeatedly reminds us that the true faith demands commitment, endurance, and surrender. God says, do people think they will be left alone because they say, we believe, and they will not be tested? In Surah Ankabut, chapter 29, verse 2. Faith without sacrifice remains unproven. Tests reveal sincerity. The Quran teaches that sacrifice is not limited to one act or one season. For the believer, life itself becomes an offering to God. God commands the Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, to declare in chapter 6, verse 162, surely my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for God. Lord of the worlds. This verse captures the essence of Islam itself, total devotion to God, not partial commitment, not worship confined to rituals alone, but a life in which our ambitions, our actions, our sacrifices, and even our final breath are connected to serving God. The life of Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, stands at the center of this reality. The Quran presents him not merely as a prophet, but as the model of complete submission. When God commanded Abraham to leave his wife Hajar and infant son Ishmael in the barren desert of Makkah, there was no visible logic in the command. No rivers, no crops, no civilization. Yet Abraham obeyed. Imagine the sacrifice involved. A father walking away from his family in the middle of a lifeless valley. A mother left with only faith and trust in God. A child whose future seemed uncertain. But from that sacrifice emerged the city of Makkah, the Zamzam well, and eventually the Kaaba itself. The Quran teaches us here that some sacrifices feel painful in the moment, but God can transform them into blessings for generations. Then came the ultimate test. Abraham saw in a dream that he was sacrificing his son. For any parent, this is unimaginable. Yet the Quran describes one of the most moving conversations between father and son. Ishmael said, "O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if God wills, among the steadfast." As we said earlier in chapter 37, verse 1 or 2. This is extraordinary. A father willing to sacrifice what he loves most. A son willing to surrender himself to the command of God. And just as the sacrifice was about to happen, God replaced Ishmael with a ram. The lesson is profound. God did not desire blood. God desired obedience. God desired sincerity. God desired hearts fully submitted to him. And that is why God says, "Neither their meat nor their blood reaches God, but what reaches him is your God consciousness." Chapter 22, verse 37. The essence of sacrifice is God consciousness. Today, many Muslims can afford to give a qurbani, but the harder sacrifices are often internal. Can we sacrifice arrogance? Can we sacrifice hatred? Can we sacrifice dishonesty in business? Can we sacrifice addictions, gossip, jealousy, and pride? The Quran reminds us that the righteousness is not merely ceremonial. God says, "Righteousness is not that you turn your faces towards east or west, but righteousness is to believe in God, to give from the wealth you have, despite love for it, to relatives, orphans, and needy, and the traveler and those who ask," in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 177. True sacrifice touches our wealth, our desires, our habits, and our character. The companions of the Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, understood this deeply. Some sacrificed their homes during the Hijrah. Some sacrificed status and tribal protection. Some endured torture and boycott. Some sacrificed their lives. But they understood something powerful. Whatever is sacrificed for God is never truly lost. God says, "Indeed, God has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange for paradise." Chapter 9, verse 111. What a remarkable transaction. The believer gives temporary things and receives eternal reward. And sacrifice is not always dramatic. Sometimes the greatest sacrifices are quiet and unseen. A mother waking up before dawn for her children. A father working honestly to provide sustenance. A young person resisting temptation out of fear of God. A believer forgiving someone despite deep hurt. A person continuing to pray through hardship and grief. These too are sacrifices beloved to God. In our modern world, sacrifice has become unpopular. Society teaches us to prioritize comfort, pleasure, and self-interest above everything else. We are told to satisfy every desire immediately, avoid hardship at all costs. But the Quran teaches the opposite. Growth requires sacrifice. Justice requires sacrifice. Faith requires sacrifice. Even acts of worship train us in this principle. Salah sacrifices time. Fasting sacrifices physical comfort. Zakah, charity, sacrifices wealth. Hajj sacrifices ease and routine. Islam transforms sacrifice into spiritual purification. And perhaps one of the greatest sacrifices today is standing firmly for truth and morality in a world of confusion and pressure. The believer may feel isolated at times, but God reminds us, indeed with hardship comes ease, chapter 94, verse 6. Every sincere sacrifice made for God carries hidden mercy, even if we do not see it immediately. As we remember Abraham, Hajar, and Ishmael, during these sacred days, let us ask ourselves, what is God asking us to sacrifice? Perhaps it is pride. Perhaps it is anger. Perhaps it is material obsession. Perhaps it is negligence in prayer. Perhaps it is fear preventing us from doing what is right. Whatever it may be, the Quran teaches us that sacrifices made sincerely for God elevates the human soul. May God make us among those who submit like Abraham, trust like Hajar, and obey like Ishmael, and persevere like Muhammad. Peace and blessings of God be with all of them and his companions. May our sacrifice purify our hearts, strengthen our families, uplift our communities, and bring us closer to God.
Don't let me go.
Maher Zain, as he sings, guide me all the way. In the midst of unimaginable hardships that the people of Gaza, the people of Burma, Rohingyas, the people of Sudan, the people of South Lebanon, the people of West Bank, Palestine, the people of Iran, the people of the Congo, and all the oppressed peoples of the world, the unimaginable hardship, and these people continue to demonstrate a level of sacrifice, patience, and faith that has moved hearts across the world, particularly those we are seeing every day on our phones from Gaza. Entire families have lost homes, livelihoods, and loved ones. Parents endure hunger so their children may eat. Mothers comfort frightened children while carrying their own grief silently. Fathers search through rubble with bare hands. The elderly, the sick, the wounded struggle daily for water, food, medicine, and safety. Yet amid destruction and uncertainty, many respond not with despair alone, but with words of faith and surrender to God. One phrase heard repeatedly from the people of Gaza is, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. God is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs. These are not merely words spoken casually. They are words born from deep conviction, uttered by people who have exhausted worldly means, yet refuse to lose trust in their Lord. It is a declaration even when abandoned by the world. They know they are not abandoned by God. The Quran reminds believers in chapter Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 173. Those to whom people said, indeed the people have gathered against you, so fear them. But it only increased them in faith, and they said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. This response captures the spirit seen in the resistance today from tyranny. Fear has not entirely crushed faith. Loss has not extinguished dignity. In the face of bombardment, displacement, and deprivation, many still raise their hands in prayer, still pray in broken masjids and crowded shelters, still recite Quran under darkness and smoke. Their sacrifices echo the spirit of Prophet Abraham and Prophet Ismail, submission to God even in moments of immense trial. Sacrifice in Islam is not limited to the slaughter offering offered on Eid or the Adha. The deeper sacrifice is surrender in one's fears, comforts, and even personal safety for truth, patience, and steadfastness. The people who are being oppressed have become a living reminder of this reality. We have seen images of fathers carrying the bodies of their children while saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. Surely we belong to God and to Him we return. We hear mothers praising God despite tears streaming from their eyes. Young people who have lost everything still speak of patience and witnessing and hope in God's mercy. Such responses cannot be explained merely by resilience. They are rooted in faith. These are some remarkable people. Their sacrifices are physical, emotional, and spiritual. Yet through these trials, they continue to teach the world lessons in courage, patience, and trust in God. The people of Gaza and those who are oppressed enduring one of the severest tests of our age. For those of us watching from safety and comfort, their example should awaken not only sympathy, but responsibility. We may not share their suffering, but we can share their struggle through sincere prayer, charity, advocacy, by refusing to let their pain become normalized. Their steadfastness should also push us to examine our own relationship with God. If people face devastation, can still say, all praise is due to God, Alhamdulillah, and Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. God is sufficient for us. What excuse do we have for neglecting gratitude and faith during our own smaller trials? The sacrifices of the oppressed are writing a chapter of history marked by both tragedy and extraordinary faith. Long after the destruction is cleared and the headlines fade, the world will remember people who stood amid ruin and still proclaim that God is sufficient for them. May God grant the people who are oppressed, those in Gaza and the West Bank and in Iran and in Burma and in Sudan and the Congo and wherever else they are oppressed, may God grant the people protection, patience, relief, and victory. May He accept their sacrifices, elevate their ranks, heal their wounded, have mercy on their martyrs, and strengthen the hearts of those who remain. Ameen. Let's listen now to a bit of a track from MC Abdul.
I'm exhausted. Last night I couldn't sleep, but when I did, I could hear bombs in my dreams. Nightmare situation. How could they be so evil? Making martyrs out of children and innocent people. We expect the bombs, not knowing where next. Huddle in the corner of my room, trying to protect my little brother as the building shakes like it's possessed. But nothing stronger than the will of the oppressed. I bomb back with my lyrics and rhymes, living the times, trying to break the Palestinian mind. What's hiding in the clouds hanging over my head? My dad risks his life outside to buy bread. The fourth war in my 12th year. At this stage I'm numb, though I haven't feel scared. There's nothing I can do in this case to stay safe. I'm brave, even though this house could be my grave. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location, shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location, shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation. Mothers mourn, fighting with grief. White sheets covered by his death. Lie on the streets, buildings turn to ash, but my mind is made of steel. So it doesn't take much for me to heal. Won't lose the will to live or lose our minds. My auntie lost her home, so she lost her life, but she's still alive, but traumatized by the bombs that flew in and dropped at night. My sister couldn't sleep, tried to stop her cries. I said it was fireworks, I was telling her lies. Where's the compassion? This is heartless. It's like they want us all living in darkness. Cutting off water and electricity for hours. They're knocking towers, but that's not knocking the power that I have in my pen. When I'm writing, I'm unstoppable. The microphone is the only escape possible, cause that's the way that I can speak my mind. I wonder how does the fighter pilot sleep at night, knowing he can turn the city upside down all of a sudden, slaughtering families with the push of a button. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location, shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. Death, life under an occupation. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location, shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. Death, life under an occupation.
Taken away, our voices are silenced. Where is the human? for justice in Palestine. No matter your faith or community, this is a crime against humanity. Gaza turned into a prison camp. Apartheid war despite the West Bank.
We are the people.
Just in case, you think that you're so slick. You know just how to drink. Pull the whole supply, your books and
near, at your door, so, so near, in your presence, Ya Allah, in heaven, Ya Allah.
From me this week, listeners, until next week, peace out. And as you know, Eid al-Adha is on Wednesday, so Eid Mubarak, and may God accept all of your qurbanis and all of your other worshipful deeds. Until next week, peace out. I leave you with Mohideen Chisti's last words, as narrated by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
One of the greatest saints of our history was a great saint named Mohideen Chisti. And the last talk that he gave to his students is how I'd like to talk to you, because I don't think I could do anything better than Mohideen Chisti. He said to his students as he was departing the world, love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be overflowing with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you go, wherever you are. Be a blazing fire of truth, be a beauteous blossom of love, and be a soothing balm of peace. With your spiritual light, dispel the darkness of ignorance. Dissolve the clouds of discord and war, and spread goodwill, peace, and harmony among the people. Never seek any help, charity, or favors from anybody except God. Do not go to the courts of kings, but never refuse to bless and help the needy and the poor, the widow and the orphan, if they come to your door. This is your mission, to serve the people. Carry it out dutifully and courageously, so that I, as your teacher, will not be ashamed of any shortcomings on your part before Almighty God and our blessed predecessors in this silsila on the Day of Judgment. Alhamdulillah.
To WTUR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
मेरी पूरे साल की सेविंग $400 हुई है
मेरी सेविंग $350
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है मैंने सेव किए हैं $2000
क्या चमत्कार किया मुझे भी गुर सिखाओ ना
हमारे पास दो गाड़ियां और एक घर है और इन सब के इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर के इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बाशक 647-290-3773
Truck servicing kit vich Ontario da Mohrina Quick Truck Lube tusi ik truck chalone ja fleet hagi je tohada time value rakhda appointment vi lod nahi first come first served state of the art facility trained technicians rahi best high grade oils filters engine di jaan badaunde hor ki chahida tin location a to tuhadi seva karde QTL exit 268 highway 401 Cambridge exit 579 highway 401 Napanee exit 5 QEW Fort Erie service aur quality vich sab to parmukh na QTL 519-622-0660 jo aave so razi jaave
ਸਾਰੀ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਵੀ ਸੋਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਬਿਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਜੱਟਦਾ
ਆਪਣੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਸੋਡੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਹਰ ਘਰ ਦੀ ਪਹਿਚਾਣ ਬਣ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ
ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਬਣੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਸੈੱਟ ਸੋਫਾ ਸੈੱਟ ਮੈਟ੍ਰੈਸਿਸ ਡਾਈਨਿੰਗ ਟੇਬਲ ਡੈਕੋਰੇਟਿਵ ਆਈਟਮਸ ਗੱਲ ਕੀ ਜੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਤੇ ਡਿਸਕਾਊਂਟਡ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਤੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੋਡੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੋਂ 3 ਸਾਲ ਲਈ ਨੋ ਵਿਆਜ
142 ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਰੋਡ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ 9058747171
ਟਰੱਕ ਸਰਵਿਸਿੰਗ ਖੇਤਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਓਨਟਾਰੀਓ ਦਾ ਮੋਹਰੀ ਨਾ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਚਲਾਉਣੇ ਜਾਂ ਫਲੀਟ ਹੈਗੀ ਜੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੈਲਿਊ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਫਸਟ ਕਮ ਫਸਟ ਸਰਵਡ ਸਟੇਟ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਰਟ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ ਟ੍ਰੇਨਡ ਟੈਕਨੀਸ਼ੀਅਨਸ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਬੈਸਟ ਹਾਈ ਗ੍ਰੇਡ ਆਇਲਸ ਫਿਲਟਰਸ ਇੰਜਨ ਦੀ ਜਾਨ ਵਧਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋਰ ਕੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਤਿੰਨ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ QTL ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 268 ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਕੇਂਬ੍ਰਿਜ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਨਾਪਨੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 5 QEW ਫੋਰਟ ਏਰੀ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਹੋਰ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਮੁੱਖ ਨਾਂ QTL 519622 0660 ਜੋ ਆਵੇ ਸੋ ਰਾਜ਼ੀ ਜਾਵੇ
ਕਰਾ ਸਾਗਾ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ਼ਿਪ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਤੇ ਹੈ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਪੈਵਿਲੀਅਨ ਕਰਾ ਸਾਗਾ ਫੈਸਟੀਵਲ ਆਫ ਕਲਚਰ
ਤਾਰੀਖ ਸਕਾਫਤ ਔਰ ਵਿਰਾਸਤ
ਆਈ ਔਰ ਅਪਨੋ ਕੀ ਮਹਿਮਾਨ ਨਵਾਜ਼ੀ ਸੇ ਲੁਤਫ ਅੰਦੋਜ਼ ਹੋ ਕਰਾਚੀ ਸਿੰਧ